妹，过去一个礼拜都过得好吗？
Brothers, sisters, how are you doing for the past week?
有人说得好，无论你去世界上的哪一个国家，都会碰到这三个地方。Someone
have said it, no matter where in the world you go, you will always encounter these three places.
我们看一下啊 PPT 好吗？
Let's look at a slide first.
第一个地方就是医院。The
first place is hospital.
因为人总是会生病的嘛。Because
people will get sick.
第二个地方呢就是墓园。The
second place is the cemetery.
因为人总是会死的。Because
the people will die.
第三个地方是监狱。And
the third place is the prison.
因为总是有人会犯法的。And
because someone always will break the law.
我们知道今天美国是最文明的国家了。And
today the United States is the most civilized.
但是监狱却人满为患。But
the prison is overcrowded.
其实那些犯法的人并不是不知道他们所做的是错的。In
fact, it is not that those who break the law do not know what they have done is wrong.
他们明明知道是不对的，却仍然去做。
They knew it was wrong, so they still did it.
这就是明知故犯嘛。And
this is the knowingly committed.
为什么和大家说这个呢？
Why do we say this?
因为和我们今天的题目大有关系嘛。Because
it is related to the today topic.
就是要认识神律法的功用。And
that is knowing the function of the law.
律法就是 包括了神给我们的十诫，还有所有一切在圣经里面的道德律。The
way we set the law, that includes the Ten Commandments and all the regulations are set in the Bible.
那你说，就算我认识了神的律法，和我有什么关系呢？
And you might say, what does the law of the God I know have to do with me?
有关系吗？
And actually, yes, it is related.
所以今天信息最重要的目的呢，就是我们要把神的律法刻在我们的心板上。In
fact, the most important the purpose of the information today is that we have to put God's law in our heart.
我们知道人地上的法律其实是根据神的律法所产生出来的。And
we need to know the regulation on the earth is according to the God's law.
对我们这些神的儿女来说,
and to be the children of the God,
我们就是要把神的话牢记在我们心里面嘛。
And we must keep the God's word in our heart.
做一个讨神喜悦的人,
and we want to please our God.
所以不是单单头脑的知道而已,
it is not just the knowing in the head.
更重要的是要化成行动，就是要遵行。
And but we must turn into the action according to the words of God.
如果你照着神的话去做，你当然蒙神大大的祝福嘛。
And if we follow the words of the God to act, of course we will get a blessing from our God.
那么我们基督徒就可以活出一个有见证的生命来。
And in this way, we can live a good testimony for our God.
不但你自己蒙神祝福，而且可以用你的生命去影响你的亲朋好友。And
not only you will get a blessing from God, on the same time you also will influence the friends around you.
首先我们要理解呢，在保罗的时代呢，在保罗的思想中，他把人分成两种。The
first we have to understand the Paul's time. In Paul's thinking, he divided people into two types.
一种就是有律法的犹太同胞。One
is the Jewish who have the law.
还有一种就是没有律法的外邦人呢。The
other is the people who are Gentiles who have no law.
在保罗的时代呢，那些犹太人呢，他们是觉得他们是比较自命清高的。And
in the Paul's time, the Jewish, they thought they are the superior at that time.
为什么这样子呢？
Why?
因为他们就是只有犹太人，他们领受了神给他们的律法嘛。
Because only the Jewish, they got the law given by the God.
他们觉得神在万族万民中单单拣选了犹太民族，所以他们觉得很荣幸。但是同时，他们也开始骄傲。
And because they feel they are the superior, because they were chosen by the God from all the nations, so they are looked down on the Gentiles.
那么外邦人呢？正因为他们没有神给他们的律法。
And how about the Gentiles? Just because they have no law.
他们就会抱着一个不知者无罪的观念。
So they hold the notion that they know is the innocent.
我不知道啊，我不知道有神的律法，所以神当然就不会审判我了。
And they claim because I don't know the law, so the God won't be judging me by their law.
保罗说错了。
And Paul said wrong.
所以保罗对着这两种人把神律法的功用说得很清楚。
Therefore, the Paul clearly explained the function of the law to these two types of the people.
啊，我来读给大家听啊，在罗马书二章的十二到十五节。
So I'm going to read the Roman the chapter 2:12-15.
凡不在律法之下犯了罪的，就不按律法而灭亡。凡在律法之下犯了罪的，就按律法受审判。因为在神的啊，因为在神的面前，不是听律法的为义，而是行律法的得称为义。没有律法的外族人，如果按着本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，自己就是自己的律法。这就表明律法的作用是刻在他们的心里，有他们的良心一同做见证，他们的思想互相较量，或做控告，或做辩护。
The verse 12, all who sin apart from the law will always perish apart from the law, and all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight.But it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are the law for themselves, even though they do not have the law. Since they know that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences always bearing witness,And their thoughts now accusing, now even defending them.
这一段我们可以整理出两个重点来。
So from this, this scripture, we can come out to focus.
请大家看一下啊 PPT.
So the same way, let's look at a slide.
第一个重点就是没有律法的人，神就按他们的良心来审判。
So the first focus, he who has no law.God will judge him according to his conscience.
第二个，有律法的人，神就按律法来审判他。
The second focus, he who has the law, God will judge him according to the law.
我们注意这个原来的罗马书二章十二节怎么说呢？
Please pay attention to the scripture, the verse 12.
意思就是指凡是没有摩西律法的人，如果他们犯了罪，是不会按律法来审判他们的。
It means that people who do not have the law of the Moses will not be judged according to the law if they commit the crime.
但并不表示不会受到审判。
But it does not mean that they will not be tried.
紧接着呢，保罗就做了一个对比嘛。
And immediately afterwards, the Paul made a comparison.
就是凡在律法以下犯了罪的，当然就按照律法来审判他。
And all who sin under the law will be judged by the law.
这个非常公平。
And this is fair.
因为神的本性就是绝对公义的。
Because the God's nature is absolute justice.
那可能有人会问了。
And someone will ask.
那当时如果外邦人做假的见证，他们也没有事情吗
？If the Gentiles gave the false testimony at that time, would that be okay?
他们会说我们没有十诫啊，我们不知道有十诫啊，我们更不理解十诫讲什么。
And they can say that they don't have the Ten Commandments, and they don't know what is the Ten Commandments.
保罗怎么说呢？
So what is the Paul answer to them?
保罗的意思说你不要找借口。
And the Paul said, don't give me any excuse.
因为每个人都有道德律和良知。
Because everyone has morality and a conscience.
因为呢是神给每一个人的。
And rolls out what gives to everyone.
所以当一个人做了坏事，他的良心会不安的。
So when a person does something bad, his conscience will be uneasy.
所以如果我们延伸出去，就是说，无论他在什么样的环境、什么样的风俗，甚至什么样的信仰，他的良心都会感到不安。
So no matter what's the situation, he is in, and what kind of the belief he is, and what kind of the custom, they all have the clear stipulate.
何况当地的政府都有明文规定嘛。
And no matter the local government will clearly the stipulate.
比方什么通奸啊、谋杀啊、拐骗小孩，都是不道德，而且是犯罪的嘛。
Adultery, murder, and the kidnapping of the children are not only immoral; they are also violate the human laws.
所以大家理解到，这是一个放诸四海皆标准的事实。
And this is the fact. That's the standard everywhere.
因此，没有律法的外邦人犯罪。照样要接受神公义的审判。
So even though the Gentile they commit the crime even without the law, they still will be judged by the God.
那今天啊，在美国有些人想要逃避法律的制裁啊。
And today some people want to evade the sanction of the law.
他们就会找一个很厉害、很会说话的律师来替他们辩护啊。
And they will hire the lawyer who is good at defending them.
怎么说呢
？So how we say that？
啊，说他在这个强奸杀人那个时刻呢，他们是一个精神失常的状态下所做出来的事情。
And then we said that he was raping and killing someone. He did it under a mental disorder.
那么既然在精神失常的状态下，所以就不应当接受法律的制裁喽。
And because he did it under the mental disorder.So he should not accept legal sanction.
我们看新闻是不是常常有这样的事发生呢
？So we can hear from the news all the time.
其实这是坏人的一个诡诈、一个狡猾的一个方式嘛。
And actually, this is the cunning and the deceit of the bad guys.
因为当一个人知道用所谓精神失常来做理由的时候。
And because when a person not use so-called mental disorder as an excuse,
这就已经说明了他的精神非常正常嘛。
It has already shown that his mental is very normal.
不是吗？所以像这种人的动机，他的心思意念，神全部都看见了。
So God sees all the motivations, mind, and the thoughts of the such people.
那就算他们能逃过人法律的制裁，却逃不过神公义的审判。
Even if they can escape the sanction of the man's law, they cannot escape the God's justice.
我再举一个大家常常熟悉的例子吧。
Let me also take the fishing for example.
比方说你要去钓鱼。
For example, you want to go fishing.
第一件事情，你肯定要买一个钓鱼证。
So the first thing you must buy a fishing license.
不然你钓鱼就是违法的。
And otherwise, it will be illegal when you go fishing.
当然，除非你去那个 private 的私人池塘，那是另当别论啊。
Of course, that's an exception if you're fishing in a private land.
那么你买了钓鱼证呢？通常他都告诉你有一本这个公园出的书，比方说你去河里、湖里钓鱼，也多少尺寸、多少规定，都清清楚楚的。
And when you buy the fishing license at the same time, they will tell you that the booklet will tell you all the regulations about the fishing.
你在 哪一周哪一个地方钓鱼，通常也有一个牌子告诉你可以钓几条鱼，有多大的尺寸，都清清楚楚地告诉大家。
So no matter which state when you go fishing, usually on the side of the place you're fishing, they have a blue term post on there. They will tell you all the regulation about the fishing.
假如你运气好，一钓钓了一条大嘴鲈鱼，哇，我们华人很喜欢吃的。
If you're lucky, you catch a big mouth bass.
但是这个鲈鱼呢，你要12寸以上你才能拿。
But the bass must be 12 inches or more before you can take it.
一次最多也只能拿六条。
And you can only catch up to 6 at a time.
当然每个公园每个地方有一点不一样。
Of course, every park is a little bit different.
假如你钓了一条只有八寸的鲈鱼。
If you catch an 8-inch bass.
你拿不拿？
Are you going to take it or not?
照规定你知道是不能拿的。
According to the regulation, you are not allowed to get it.
按照我多年钓鱼的观察看见
，And according to my observation for many years，
老美他们非常守规矩
，And most of the Americans are very disciplined。
他们对于这个遵守这个法治规定的这个概念非常强
，And most Americans they have the strong concept to obey the regulation。
但是亚洲人就不一定了
，But it's not necessary for the Asians。
亚洲人太精明，太会算了。
And because the Asians, we think too much.
哎呀，我花了两三个小时，好不容易才钓上一条来。
Because the Asian would think that it took me 2 hours to catch one.
我还花了3块钱去买那个活的小鱼做饵啊。
And also spend $3 to buy the live bait.
再加上我的汽油费，开去来回的。
And plus the gasoline money.
如果亚洲人都是抱着这种这么样的算法，这一条只有八寸的鲈鱼，他肯定拿回家。
As long as the Asian hold this the algorithm, he definitely will take 9-inch bass home.
好，但是他继续钓的时候呢
？But when he is fishing,
远远一看，哇，警察来了。
But it doesn't take long to see the police coming.
警察也不是笨蛋。
And the police is not fool.
啊，那些公园的警察都有望远镜的。
And you know the policemen they have a telescope.
哦，这个拿了这个八寸鲈鱼的警察来了，赶快把那个放在这个网子里面的鱼，赶快又丢回水里去了。
So they will quickly put the fish back to the water.
因为害怕警察给他开罚单嘛。
Because they are afraid they will get a tickets from the policeman.
很贵啊，你只要一条不合规定，罚你110块钱。
And it's very expensive for the fine. You will be fined $110.
这个过程说明什么了
？So what does the whole process show?
四个字，偷机取巧。
All right, so in Chinese, that means to speculate and take advantage of the opportunity.
举一反三，我们在生活中有没有碰到类似这样的情形呢
？To infer the rest from what is already known, we know the similar situation will be encountered in our life.
神的话是不是刻在我们的心板上呢？
So, if we keep the words of the God in our heart,
我们不是单单来读、来分析、来解经，更重要的是要遵行神的话。
We are not only read to study to interpret the words of the God. We really need to obey the words of God.
保罗在这里说得很清楚嘛。
The Paul said it very clearly.
对犹太人说，神颁给他们律法的目的，就像是一面镜子嘛。
To Jewish, the purpose of the law given to them by God is like the mirror.
镜子就是要照出人的本相来的。
A mirror is to reflect their nature.
我们每天早上起来要照一照镜子吧。
So every morning when we get up, we will look into the mirror.
啊，头发可能睡得啊，这个有点乱乱的。
And the hair is messy.
我们这个弟兄的胡子哈，一个晚上要可能要刮一刮了。
And the beard should be shaved.
现在我早上一照，哇，不但是胡子白很多，眉毛也开始白了。
And every morning when I look into the mirror, I find out not only my beard become whiter, even my eyebrow also become whiter.
我要讲的重点就是，如果没有镜子，我们就不知道我们的德性是如何的。
If there is no mirror, we don't know how we are.
但是单单有镜子有什么用呢？
But even we have the mirror, so what is for use?
就像犹太人说，哦，我听了律法，我有了律法，我有这个律法而已吗？
Just like the Jewish, they say, yes, right now I'm the law, so what is for the law?
犹太人忘记了，他要站在那个镜子面前去照一照自己的本相啊。
The Jews forgot they should stand before the mirror and look into the mirror to see how they are.
这是神给我们律法的功用和目的。
And this is the purpose, of the law.
所以犹太人不要把律法当作一个优势来自抬身价。
Therefore, the Jews should not use the law as advantage to inflate their status.
而应当存一个感恩的心来看见自己的亏欠。
And they should be grateful and build their own debts.
犹太人要因着神给他们的律法存一个敬畏神的心来遵行律法上的话。
The Jews should respect and obey.The law, which was given by the God.
那对于没有律法的外邦人怎么办呢？
So what about a Gentile who has no law?
我们来看一下十四节到十五节。
So let's read the scripture, the verse 14 to 15.
没有律法的外族人如果按本性行律法上的事，他们虽然没有律法，注意哈。自己就是自己的律法，啊，这怎么样呢？啊，这个表明律法的作用是刻在他们的心里，有他们的良心一同作证，他们的思想互相较量，或作控诉，或作辩护。
The verse 14, indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law.They are the law for themselves, even though they do not have the law. Since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts not accusing, not even defending them.
所以这个没有文字的律法是刻在外邦人的心里面。
So the law without words can be in their hearts.
这个真理很重要。
And this is very important truth.
因为今天大家所有的人都有一个是非对错的观念嘛。
And everyone has a clear idea of the right and wrong.
就是你不能够否认，从古到今，在世界上的任何一个人都有。
And what you cannot deny is that from the ancient time to the present, every person in the world has this concept.
从非洲的土人到最聪明的科学家，每一个人都有是非对错的观念。
From the natives of the Africa to the smartest scientists, everyone has the concept of the right and wrong.
因为那是神给人的深植在人心里面。
And because it is the deeply rooted in the person's heart by God.
就好像神给每一位做妈妈的，很自然的、天生的就会爱他的孩子嘛。
And it is as the nature as the God makes every mother who loves their children.
有的人说那就是人的本性啊。
And of course you can say this is the human nature.
可以，但是人的本性也是神给的嘛。
Of course, however, the Bible tells us this is the person nature is given by God.
所以我们看见，就是保罗说明了律法功用以后呢，他在十六节就做了一个结论。
So we can see that after the Paul explained the function of the law, he made a conclusion in the verse 16.
十六的结论呢，读给大家听，就是这也要照着我传的福音，在神借着耶稣基督审判个人隐情的那一天彰显出来。
So the verse 16. This will take place on the day when God will judge man's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares.
所以保罗预先告诉大家，按照他所传的福音，最后耶稣基督是要审判众人的。
It is the Paul foretelling everyone, according to the gospel he preached, in the end, that Jesus is going to judge the people.
很多年前我讲过一篇道呢，题目就是神愤怒的审判。
Many years ago, I preached a sermon. The topic is the God's the wrathful judgment.
讲完以后呢，就有人跟我反映了。
And someone told me later.
说牧师啊，最好不要讲审判了。
A pastor, it is better not to talk about the judgment.
因为大家听了会害怕。
Everyone will be scared.
其实那一年我只讲了一次而已。
In fact, I only talked about it once that year.
现在资讯这么发达
，and information is so developed now。
那很多的讲台都在强调神的慈爱、神的赦免很好。
And many podiums are emphasizing the God's love and forgiveness, and that's good。
但是圣经同时也记载了神的审判嘛。
But the Bible also records the judgment of the God。
所以我们可不可以平衡一点呢
？So therefore, we need to balance it。
所以今天信息的重点就是，不管有没有律法，神一定会审判每一个人。
So the key point of the today message is that God will judge everyone, no matter whether it is law or not.
从前的人、现在的人、以后的人，只要是人，神就会审判。
And people in the past, people now, and the people in the future.Will face the judgments of our God, our Lord.
包括神的女儿，神一样审判。
And that includes all the children of the God.
因为有一天我们都要在基督台前去交账。
One day, each of us will have to pay our own debts to our God.
那么在我们交账之前呢，鼓励大家，我们需要有两方面的操练。
Therefore, before paying our debts.We need to practice in two aspects.
我们看一下 PowerPoint. 第一个就是你要珍惜现在的时间。
So let's look at our slide. The first one, we need to cherish the present moment.
这个新冠病毒改变了我们整个的生活方式。
The new coronavirus has completely changed our way of life.
但是神给每个人的时间还是一样的。
But the time God gives everyone is still the same.
总统有二十四小时时间，你也一样二十四小时时间呢，一天。
So our presidents have the 24 hours a day, and you also have the 24 hours a day.
所以那个关键是你怎么样使用你的时间很重要了。
So the key point is so how you use your time. That's very important.
感谢主，我们教会的弟兄姐妹都很追求、很看重神的话。
Thank God, the brothers and the sisters in our church are very after the words of God.
因为我知道啊，有人每天早上起来灵修。
And I know some people have the morning devotion.
特别是那个自测题啊，还有自测题的答案呢、啊，帮助了很多人呐、啊。
Especially, we have the self-test question, and the answer to this self-test question helped many people.
感谢主，不但是我们教会啊，这个靠着神的恩典，在四个不同城市建立的这个开心小组，他们也在灵修。
And also praise the God, we have the four the happy groups. They are in the different city. They also gathering together, study the God's word.
啊，还有人参加这个 BSF 啦，还有这个啊张牧师的这个啊神学的讲座课程呢、啊，都很好。
And others, they attend the Bible study fellowship, and some people attend the Pastor Jan's, the seminary, the course.
但是这个时候呢，我们也鼓励可能那些没有参加这个神学讲座、没有读经习惯，鼓励他们加油，我们一起来啊学习神的话语。
And we want to encourage others.We also look at the God's truth and study God's word together.
那个每天灵修，我看花不了五分钟吧。
And I think we do the morning devotion. It will take you maybe about 5 minutes every morning.
神给我们生命气息，我们只花五分钟的时间给他，其实我们得到很大的益处嘛。
And then God gave us our life, but we only spend just a little 5 minutes, and it's worthy to do that.
而且把神的话呢活学活用，最重要的是你学会以后呢，把它用在这个属灵的原则，用在你自己的生活当中。
So we need to learn and to apply whatever we learn to apply in our everyday life.
当然，这个学习的过程啊，有时候有一点起伏的。
And there will be a little ups and downs in the process.
没有关系。
But it does not matter.
只要进步就好。
As long as we have a progression, that's most important.
而且这个起伏的过程也可以分享出来。
And also we can share.This up and down process to others.
因为在主里面我们都是一家人嘛。
And because we are all one family in the Lord.
我们互相鼓励。
So we need to encourage each other.
而且珍惜神给我们宝贵的光阴。
And we need to cherish the precious time God has given us.
不断地充实自己，不断地装备自己，不断地应用出来。
So we need to continue study, training, and then keep learning.
所以这个病毒挡不住我们一个学习的热忱。
So that's when the coronavirus can be the barrier for our learning.
千万不要花太多时间看这个连续剧啊，什么电影啊，你一沉迷下去就很难拔出来。
So do not spend too much time in to watch the soap opera, the movie from your internet.
第二个操练呢，就是要善用网络的优势去多多关怀别人。
And the second practice is to make a good use of the internet to care for others.
我每天早上有走路的习惯。
I have a habit of walking every morning.
啊，我走路的时间正是为弟兄姐妹、福音朋友祷告的时间。
While I'm walking is the time to pray for the brother and the sisters.
每一个家庭、每一个孩子都在我的脑海中来求神的保守和祝福。
And I pray for the every family, every children to get a God blessing.
回家以后呢，我就通过这个微信啊，还有这个 Line 啊，去关怀问候别人。
And when I get home, I will use the WeChat or Line to care for and greeting others.
而且也不只是我们教会的弟兄姐妹而已。
And they are not only the people of our church or our city.
哦，善用这个网络，这个微信，可以关怀到德州的、阿拉巴马州的，甚至中国的朋友啊。
And I can greet many friends in the Texas, Alabama, and even China throughout the internet.
只要你有心，每天花两三分钟的时间发一个短信去关心他们，为他们祷告，神都看见。
And you need to be the mindful. Spend a few minutes a day. You can also care for your friends or relative and pray for them.
我们需要善用现在的网络优势嘛
？And we need to make a good use of the current internet advantages.
感谢主，透过这个开心小站，已经在四个不同的城市建立了四个不同的开心小组。
Thanks to the Lord, 4 new happy groups has been established in 4 different cities.
那这个月我们每一个小组就要召开一次开心大会。
And once a month, there will have been some, the sharing the meeting.
啊，从这个最大的 Lexington 的九十几个人，到这个阿拉巴马州也有三十几个人。这一个月每一个 weekend， 我们都排了跟他们有一个交流的一个分享的时间。
Just like we have a 90 more people in the Lexington, and maybe the 30 more people in Alabama.And we already make our schedule. We are going to meet once a month.
也请大家为这个开心小站延伸出来的开心小组的事工祷告。
So I want to ask for the brother and sister, please pray for the extension mission from all these the happy groups.
我们希望在不同的城市，他们能够邀请更多的福音朋友加入当地的开心小组。
And we pray all these the happy groups they can invite more people to join their happy groups.
我们教会弟兄姐妹也做得很好。
And our brother sister also did a good job in our church.
因为我也常常看见有弟兄姐妹分享好的诗歌、好的短文。
Because I often see the brother and sister sharing the good hymns and the short article.
尽量把最好的信息推广出去。
And we all try to promote good information together.
九月份，我们教会在网络上要推出一个秋季的儿童欢乐营。
In September, our church will launch.Children program, we call the fall camp, the children program on the internet.
啊，这个感谢这个负责儿童部的很多的老师们他们的精心的努力。
And I want to thank you all the teachers that put effort in this.
九月份开始。
We're going to start in September.
儿童的名额只有30名哦。
And the capacity we only have 30 people can attend.
现在已经有20个人报名了。
And right now we already have the 20 people enrolled.
我们的目的不是只有单单我们教会自己的孩子而已嘛。
And our purpose is not only enroll the children in our church.
我再强调一遍。
I want to emphasize one more time.
善用空中网络的优势可以 outreach 很多的福音朋友很多的家庭很多的小朋友和我们连结在一起
And we want to make a good use of the current the network advantage to connect all the children together
所以鼓励大家不仅为这个儿童事工带导而且你认识有什么、家庭有小朋友也鼓励他们赶快报名哦
So I hope everyone we will pray more attention, and we also want to invite more the children involved.
因为我们只有30个名额。
And because we only have the 30 capacity there.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们学会了善用时间、善用网络优势的时候
，And dear brother and sister, when we all use our time wisely and make a good use of the advantage of the internet,
我们整个人的心思意念都是为着荣神益人而去做。
And all our heart and mind is we want to honor our God and benefit others.
当然就远离那些恶事嘛。
Of course, we will stay away from sin.
你想想看，神会不会祝福这样的人呢？
And I want you to think about it when you get a blessing from God.
何况有一天我们每一个人都要站在神的面前交账。
And one day when we all have to face God.
到那个时候我们就不会紧张也不会担心害怕了。
And that time we won't be nervous and worried.
因为我们可以欢欢喜喜地站在主的面前。
And we will stand in front of him with joy.
等候他对我们说
And waiting for the Lord to say
你这些善良又忠心的仆人可以进来享受我的筵席
You, well done good and faithful servant come in and enjoy my feast
哈利路亚那个时候我们在地上所有的劳苦都被主肯定了
Hallelujah, praise the LordAll our labor will be affirmed in that time.
今天的题目，神的律法的功用是什么呢
？So today's topic is the functions of the Lord.
跟我们有什么关系呢
？So what's that to do with me?
我相信你有答案了。
And I know you got the answer now.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的巴父，我们谢谢你将罗马书的二章摆在我们面前。
Dear fathers, we want to thank you. You give us your words from the Roman chapter 2.
谢谢你将、律法赐给我们。
We want to thank you. You give us the law.
谢谢你赐给我们每一个人都有良心，还有一个道德律。
And we want to thank you. You give us. We have a conscience and we have a morality.
让我们能够分辨是非对错。
So we can know what is right and wrong.
求主大大复兴我们的教会。
We ask for the God you can revive our church.
因为疫情挡不住我们对你的忠心。
Because the pandemic cannot hinder our faithful to you.
因为疫情挡不住我们对你的热心。
The pandemic cannot hinder our earnest to service you.
求主给我们智慧还有勇敢的心。
We pray you give us the wisdom and the courage.
透过网路把你的好消息尽可能的传扬出去。
So we can spread the good news through the internet.
我们为这教会每一位弟兄姐妹、每一个家庭献上感谢。
And we want to thanks for every family, every the members in our church.
每一个家庭的需要，求主来帮助。
And we pray for every family, and they can get help from you.
把一切的荣耀归给主。
We want to give all the glory to God.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
All the praise and the thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.